artist of the week, smooth as he can be. That's why his last name is Silk. I just made that up, Ollie.
Sharon.
I totally made that up, y'all. That is not the thing. That's not the story. But I said, okay, I'm going to go with it. Ollie, how are you? You good?
I'm very good, Sharon. Thanks so much for having me on. And I'm so proud that you made me Artist of the Week. I can't believe it.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Now, here's how far back with you this station goes. In 2006 was the first time that you were on our spotlight as emerging new talent on the scene. And look at you. Thank you, Sharon Kay. Boom. He's still around, still doing it. And that's why we're Nashville's Jazz Station and paying attention to everything. You were spanking brand new, and that was your first album, I think, too. You look like a baby face on here. You got a little baby face. And so, you know, I'm just so proud you just keep doing great things, Ollie.
Oh, Sharon, thank you so much. And you know what? Like you say, you championed my music from such a long time ago, 16 years. WFSK, and I want to right here, right now, just thank all the listeners and the fans and all of you guys there for your support over the years.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, we continue to watch for when something new comes out. I know that you certainly know your way around those keys, and also write your own, and you produce your own. And so this time, you know, you did that same thing. The cut we were just listening to, by the way, when you get your Ollie Silk 6 project, that was cut number 2, New Bounce, featuring Vincent and Gala. And you're featuring some really nice folk on here. Talk about some of the people who are on the project with you, the musicians, you know, who wrote and produced and all that. Tell us.
Sure. Okay. Well, as you just eloquently put, played with Vincent Ingala, who's one of my good buddies, and we've known each other and played on many shows over the last kind of 10 years, I'd say. He's a great talent. Who else do we have on here? We have Kelly Minucci, who's one of my favorite guitar players. I've been following Special FX for since I was young, really, because they were out when I was only about 15 years old. So he's cool. He's a cool dude, and we got to play together. And that's when I asked him if he would like to put his guitar on a song that I've written, and he was very gracious and did a great job. So we have him. We have Jeff Kashua, another one of my favorite sax players. I absolutely adore his vibe. He's great. I have Darren Rahn on here as well, another great saxophonist and also a great producer as well. And I have also a little secret musician on here that I wasn't allowed to put on the label notes, but I have Gerald Albright on here too, on bass guitar.
Okay.
Which is cool. So he's on the track that I entitled "Call Patrice," which I named after Patrice Rushen, one of my keyboard heroes.
I was wondering who that was. I figured, but I wasn't sure. So that's cut number 3. He's talking about. It's called Patrice, and so
that's the great. You know, when I thought about Patrice Rushen, I thought, well, you know, who was in Patrice's band back then? Obviously, and Dugu Chancellor and Freddie Washington and those guys. But then I thought, actually, Gerald Albright used to play with Patrice.
And then
coincidentally, a few days later, I was on social media and I saw that Gerald, he put a bass thing up where he was playing bass. And he said, you know, if anyone wants to hit me up for some bass tracks. I thought that would be perfect. It'd be great to get Gerald on this cut, you know. And he loved it. He was all over it. He did a great job.
Yeah, he is just, that is an awesome man and a gentleman. He's just sweet. And
he
really is. And he's so encouraging to, you know, a lot of the younger cats. And I'm just really glad that we have a Gerald Albright, and he keeps doing
it. Oh, me too. He's our big papa of the smooth jazz world. Yes, you know, he really is. One of the, everybody looks up to him, and they know, you know, he's been such a professional, you know.
Yes, absolutely. They better, because he's, you know, on top and has been for many, many years, and, you know.
Oh, sure. And he plays as well today as he's always played as well, you know.
Yes, he certainly does. And have you met his daughter?
Yeah, Selena, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, what a talent.
I know she, because I know he loves some Selena now. I had the privilege of, when they were here in Nashville, and she just sweet and spoiled. I said, girl, you're so spoiled, it don't even make no sense. Your father has spoiled you straight up. And Gerald was just a grinning. So that would be something we would look forward to, Ollie. What do you think? Oh. Is that your next project?
Oh, well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Gosh, yeah. Wow. Mm. What a collaboration that would be.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, who is the vocalist? I like this. We just played that song a minute ago featuring El Cato. You bring me.
Yeah, El Cato. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, this is... this is a great vocalist we have over here in the UK who I've been working with for a couple of years. She, I first heard her singing vocals on Jamiroquai, the jazz funk band Jamiroquai. And she does a lot of big artists over here. She came to my attention through a bass player buddy of mine. In fact, the bass player who plays on the record here. And we worked together. We did a couple of shows together, and then we wrote this song together, which I thought turned out real nice. You know, it's a real nice kind of slightly gospel-y, but kind of, it's a nice mellow ballad thing.
Because you don't normally have a lot of vocals and stuff on your projects, do you?
I don't have a lot, but you know what? I always try and have at least one thing, you know, occasionally two. You know, I think a lot of keyboard players, they steer away from vocals completely, but I always like to, I always say that, you know, I try and, you know, when I think of perfect albums in my past, I think of a lot of George Duke albums and the fact that he blended the vocals with the instrumentals so well, you know?
Yes, oh, definitely. He's, you know, that's... He is forever going to live in my heart and music mind forever, George Duke.
Oh, yeah.
Just a giant. And when you look to the keys and the people that you admire the most, you mentioned Patrice Rushen, but who else, Ollie, you kind of look up to from the past or even current?
Patrice, obviously, and George Duke, and Joe Sample was huge when I was growing up, and I listened a lot to him. Also more contemporary guys that I grew up with, like an Alice Bunyan, and James Lloyd, Pieces of a Dream. You know, these guys were making records in the late 80s when I was just like, I was only 8, 10 years old. You know, I was real young, so... You know, those albums were coming through at that time. And Jeff Lorber, too, of course. Yeah. Can't forget Jeff Lorber.
Yeah.
And so, they're big influences on me. And it's nice because, you know, someone like James Lloyd, I've hung with so many times now, and it's great, man. He's like, he's one of my keyboard idols, but he's so encouraging, and he has so many nice things to say about my music that it's amazing when you meet your idols and they're really complimentary to you, you know?
Yeah. And that's good that they're not, you know, concerned or worried that another generation is coming, because you respect them. I know you do.
Sure. Yeah, that's the difference between the great artists and those who maybe, you know, didn't really follow through. And that's that attitude where, you know, they've been there and they've done it and they've had huge success and they still have huge success, but they're not threatened by, you know, young cats coming through. I'm not that I'm saying I'm young anymore, but, you know, just the next generation, like you say.
So you don't have that baby face anymore, Ollie?
I wish. I try and moisturize every night. But, you know, it's not...
Listen, everybody is doing everything they can to keep it for sure.
Now, you know that.
Oh, yes, I do. Now, it's hard to believe this is your sixth album, and you have... You know, if you like keys and you like smooth playing and things of that nature. Ollie Silk should certainly be part of your collection, and especially the it's just, you know, it's mellow, but then again it's not. How do you describe your style, and in this album in particular, from the other five that you did before this one?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of describing it. You know, there's some I very much like the soulful mellow moments, you know, where I play more from the heart, and you know, and I'm trying to, you know, my piano playing I find is more about like a lyrical approach. I feel like when I'm playing, I feel like a soul singer, you know, more than I do like a technician. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just really want to make it sing. So you've got more mellow moments, but you know, I've always liked the funk, the jazz funk, the real classic stuff, and that I hope that comes through. I mean, actually, there's a cover on this record. I said earlier I work with Darren Ron. We did a cover of a George Howard tune, so it's a funky old thing called "Stepping Out" from the mid '80s. It's that kind of thing which I dig so much. I always go back in the crates and look at the old sax players and the funky stuff too.
Yeah. So when you were growing up, what did you listen to? A lot of music from the U.S. or from the U.K.?
Oh, mainly from the U.S., I'd say, because at that time it was just so huge here. And we had our own jazz funk thing going on when I was young. We had the U.K. and the Europe thing, and there was also the Japanese thing that was huge with jazz funk. But yeah, mainly it was all the import records. And I'm talking like, not just the jazzy stuff, but also like the Cameos of this world and the kind of and the Crusaders and the oh, yeah. Freddie Jacksons and Jeffrey Osbournes, and you know the Blue Eyed Soul thing as well. It just, there was such a wealth of great music probably between like 1980 and 1986. Mm-hmm. You know, and Luther was a huge, I mean, Luther, man, I think like out of all the legacy sort of musicians, when you know, when Luther passed on, I was like in mourning for like a week. It was just the biggest shock because that we'd lost someone that I still felt had so much more music to give to the world. Yeah. He died way too young.
Yes,
and
he did.
Like, he's a huge, I mean, he really is. Oh, out of the vocalists, I think he's the man.
Well, you know, we could play a Grover up here now. Or,
sure. Or
somebody like George Duke or whatever, and the Crusaders, yeah. Lord have mercy, and it just,
oh yeah,
it just cuts right through the air. I, you know, I'm just like, I like to stop what I'm doing and just dwell on it, you know, for that time frame, because they just did, were so ahead of their times, each and every one of them.
Oh yeah, for sure it was. It was such a huge movement back then, you know. It captured the imagination of the whole, not only the whole of the U.S., but the whole world, really, you know.
Yeah. So has do you think that this is going to be cyclical and come back around that, you know, because a lot of things depend on, you know, the marketplace and, you know, the airplay and things of that nature. What do you see, especially from where you are, as you look over here and vice versa?
I think that there will always be great music if you can find it. You know, I think we're in an age where there's a lot of music that's very accessible. You know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, there was a lot of music too. There's a lot of people making music, but it wasn't as accessible. You know, you only got to see the top kind of 5% of what was going on, because that was all that was fed to you through the record stores, you know, and through the radio. But now it's like you can switch on the internet and you can find anything you want from anybody. Mm-hmm. So it means that to really figure out the good from the bad is more difficult, but it's still all there, and there's still some great innovations in certainly in jazz and progressive jazz and funk going on right now. I mean, I can think of people like, you know, Corey Wong on the guitar, you know, and Lewis Cole on the drums, and just there's some really funky, edgy stuff that's come out in the last 5 years or so that's really pricked my ears up. And even in our genre, you know, there's a lot of young guys that still want to make smooth jazz. They still want to make jazz funk music.
Yeah.
And they're doing it, and they're bringing other influences into the music. So I see it I see it being strong, you know. I think it's great, and I think as long as we can keep getting younger people to be interested right. in this music and the right. legacy of it and what's happened currently, right. then we're going to be fine.
Right. Well, and you know, the if they're not exposed to it, they don't understand, you know, how it just is different, you know. That's what one of the reasons why when we get our student interns, I love this song right here, Ollie. I love this.
Sure thing, yeah.
Oh yes, honey. This is Sharon K right here.
This is me in my mellow mood, Sharon.
Woo! Number 12, y'all, Sanctuary City, I'm in it, boom. I pulled that one as what we're going to have on the station, by the way, just because, okay. Yeah, I'm like, ooh, I like that. And, but anyway, having said that, when you hear different correspondents, I mean, different things like online, there's the online realm, and then it's our realm over here where, you know, we're stations, us that do it. Because sometimes with online we get, it's so much that, it's specific what you're looking for. So this WFSK is, this is like, you know, we are the, I guess the gumbo of sorts, because, you know, we're funky and you know, can nobody tell me anything different that we got the funk in here. And and it's perfectly acceptable. We have some smoothies. We have some contempo. We have a lot of contempo.
Sure.
And we do have, you know, the vocalist, the jazzy vocalist. So, you know, we like to do the best of both worlds. I think it's a good exposure for people who, I don't like this and I don't like that. Well, I mean, like, just turn it on, okay? And they might get a pleasant surprise. And, you know, because we have just different things here.
You do. And you know, you you are, you know, you're the master of your destiny as a radio. You're the mouthpiece for showing people. So, you know, you've got to keep being discerning forever, haven't you? You can't let your eye off of the ball.
Oh my goodness!
You've got to be very, you know, careful with what you pick and make sure.
And the tweaking of it, you know, like we're the dice roll that the station has took in 05 and 06, it was kind of sort of started and not quite and going here, because this has always been a jazz station. But
yeah.
I'm talking about sustained. We got to sustain and keep it going.
And for sure.
Yeah, it's a dice roll, man. I see your cover of your album. And, you know, that really defines. It's nice to have it and remember all for the days, but is it still there? And that's the goal of this project. Is it still here? Yes, it is. It's still here, Ollie. This station is 49 years old.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is amazing, and that's been a tremendous challenge, and we're not corporate.
Sure. Well, yeah, of course. And that's what makes it even more astounding that 49 years. So you're going to do a big thing for your 50 next year?
Oh, I'm praying on that right now, you know.
Oh, well, you know, I'm here to support you any way I can, Sharon.
I know. You guys have been incredible. I couldn't ask for more love from
bless you.
Yeah. And you were so excited in your response to me on your email. It was awesome that you were going to be the artist of the week. So we put it out.
I'm just stoked. For a whole week, I'm the artist of the week. I think that's fantastic. And also, like, you get a chance to play more tracks from more projects and make people more aware of some of my album tracks and things.
Yes.
And I can't thank you enough for that.
Well, they might be getting exposed to you for the first time. Now, I want to ask you about one of the people on there, because I think your label has just got him out doing his own thing, Mark James.
Tell me
about him. Yeah, okay. He's new.
Oh, yeah, my, my, Mark James is just one of the most talented guitar players in this country, I would say, right now. He really is quite breathtaking. And I met him around maybe about 12 years ago now, and I knew of him. He'd been touring with Simply Red, you know Simply Red, right?
Yes.
The band, yeah, he'd been touring with them for many years, and he still writes with them to this day. And I needed a guitar player. Rick Braun and Richard Elliott came over to do the jazz club over here, and I was playing keys for them. And we had a guitar player drop out, and I needed one pretty desperately. And his name came up, so I gave him a call, and we discovered we had lots of mutual friends and stuff. And I said, man, yeah, could you come and do it? And he did a great job. And that's where our relationship started, really. And then eventually he did a record. And he's been saying that he's been doing this record for like 15 years. And finally he finished it. And I helped him out a little bit and I did some stuff on it. And it turned out great. It's such a great, well-rounded album.
Yeah, I think we're playing it.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm pretty sure. Because you know Jeff Lott, he does the pitches now. Now, Sharon Kay, this is your friend. Yes, honey. I talk to all of them every week, and, for some years now. And, you know, he said I was going to like him a lot, so.
Yeah, you know. For the listeners, Jeff is our wonderful Tripping in Rhythm record label radio promoter, who Sharon knows very, very well,
yes,
as do I.
Do.
So, yeah, Jeff gets very excited, Sharon, you know.
I do know. Trust me, I know, okay? I said, man, you're the only cat I'm going to give my cell phone number to, because you get panicked if you, I mean, you know, he's so, it's a couple of them I do. And he's one that, I've been keeping up with for, we've been
sure.
Keeping up with each other, and he keeps me up on things.
Oh, good, yeah. But yeah, the Mark James record, it turned out great, and I'm really, I wish him all the best. I know he's coming over to the States in a couple of weeks to do Seabreeze down in Florida.
Yeah.
So I wish him luck.
Most definitely. So what's the schedule looking like for you? Are you back on the road now, Ollie?
Things are looking good. I mean, things have gone from nothing to everything. And, I'm having to adapt to that because it's a very different situation with, you know, domestic and family and everything.
Yeah.
I've just basically been around for 2 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now my kids are like, you know, Daddy, why are you going to another rehearsal and why are you going to another show? And I'm like, oh, I got to, you know, it's hard, but I got to do it. Things are looking up. I just played with Michael Linton and Steve Oliver, two guys I'm sure you know well.
Yeah.
But they just did some London dates. Next thing I have is I have Portugal Jazz Festival, Algarve in Portugal, which is Peter White and Everett Harp and Kim Scott, amongst others.
Mm-hmm.
That's a week in Portugal. That'll be nice. And then I do the Dave Koz Cruise, which is another big date for the diary that's been postponed like 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
So we're finally going to get that on the water, so to speak. And then the next time I'm in the States, I'm figuring it all out right now, will be mid-July. And I know I'm going to be going to Richmond, Virginia. They have a club up there called the Tin Pan up there in Richmond. So I'm going to be playing that on the 15th of July. I'm going to get into Atlanta on the 14th of July to St. James's down there. Do you know what? I nearly got to Nashville. We're going to have to work it out for later in the year. Yeah, I nearly got there. Nearly. We were talking about it, but the dates didn't quite figure out. So, but watch this space, Sharon. I'll let you know because.
Are you kidding? You better. Like, you don't come here and tell me.
Oh,
are you,
I will.
What? Don't let me have, Ollie. Don't let me have to track you down, okay?
Oh, for me to come, I mean, anywhere in Tennessee, but especially Nashville.
Yes,
I mean, I've never been there, and I am just like, I can't wait to get there.
Oh, let me tell you, when Alex Bouillon was here, he came by the station and had the best time. He just did. He was like, Sharon, I don't know why I hadn't done this before. I told you hanging with us is cool.
That's so cool.
No, most definitely. Anyway,
so we'll get Nashville for some time later in the year, I think.
Right.
And also, Also, Memphis as well was looking like a thing. So, okay. You know, I'll be around the South a little later in the year. But I will update my website. It will be coming soon, and I'll put all my dates on.
Yeah, be sure to let me know so I can see what we can work out. And
of course, I'd love to come.
Oh, yeah. Now, Ollie, as I bring this to a close, I want to take just a moment. The station is celebrating its 40th birthday this month. And I know you know we've been down with you for a long time and been on your team. I want you to encourage our audience to give a gift, a donation to support the station, because without that, it's the curtains for this place. People have got to understand. This, I'm not just making that up. This is real.
So
when we have our drives like this one, our spring drive every April, we need them to, you know, do the best you can. If you want to break it up into pieces and once a month give us a love offering or do it all at once or something. But we give so much. We give so much to the community in terms of music, and they get to hear from you all of you all top-rated recording artists in their genre, and concert tickets and sponsor events. We do everything. We do everything for our audience. There's just a couple times a year when we ring the bell and want them to, you know, show us, please, back a little love. So I want you as a recording artist that we've been with since the beginning to talk to the audience for just a minute on why they need to step up and get their birthday bucks in, or step up and get their tax-deductible donation in. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Sharon. Well, you said it so well as well, but Ollie Silk here, keyboard player from the UK. I am Artist of the Week right here on WFSK FM Jazzy 88. These guys have been part of your life for so long, and it would just mean so much to them to just make a small donation, whatever you can afford right now. As Sharon said, if it has to be, if it's a once a month thing, or if you have a little bit of extra cash right now, you know, these guys are doing it for you. They're not corporate. They're not big bucks corporate. They're just music lovers. They are true blue music lovers, and they pick the best music that they can to be the soundtrack of your lives. So do what you can for them today.
That was beautiful. So you all can go, even listening online at WFSKFM.org. If you're listening in the UK, you can get online too and listen to the station. And also go to click on where it says donate. Right up there where it says listen, it says donate next to it. So y'all hit any of those donation bars you want on that website, and you can have us with you 24/7 around the clock on WFSK. Ollie, you're the very best, and, you know, I'm looking forward to, if you do come to the region, you know, to spending a little time, just letting you know how much I appreciate you.
Thank you, Sharon. That means so much to me. And thank you, as I said before, for all of your support. Absolutely. And all your listeners' support. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just going to keep on making good music. And, you know, we're just going to stay jazzy, you know?
Yeah, that's how we do it. This is Jazzy 88. Mm-hmm. That's how we do it. Tell the audience where they can find the project, your schedule, and everything going on with you.
Sure thing. Well, you can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter. Just put Ollie Silk in there, OLISILK, and you'll find me. I have a website, which is just, you'll see the Ollie Silk 6 cover there with the dice. You can actually order CDs, and I will sign them right here, and I'll send them over to you if you want a signed copy. And I will put my tour dates on there in the next couple of weeks once I figure it all out for July.
Okay.
And there you go.
Excellent. Ollie, thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and you stay in touch, okay?
My pleasure, Sharon. Thank you for having me on.
You're
and
welcome.
All the best to you at WFSK, you guys.
All right, thank you. Now you
take
guys
care. Bye now.
Bye-bye. You guys heard what he said, and Ollie's the best. And I very much appreciate his support. But we've been with him and many others that you all out there enjoy and truly enjoy.